answer can mean only one thing. It's time for What's Your Assumption?
Are you ready for a little What's Your Assumption?
I am ready for What's Your Assumption. What's your assumption for today?
What's my assumption for today? Mm-hmm. With the NASDAQ as strong as it is,
Almost 1%, even though Russell and Dow are unchanged and down.
I know. And I don't know why I feel like the
it's led by Tesla, right? Tesla 14 or 15 bucks, 15 a.m.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel like this is going to be a tough battle for the bears today, just because the S&Ps are up 14.
Bonds down 18 on the other side. Other side of the coin is what
I mean. I'm a buyer of bonds, not a buyer of stocks here. Mm-hmm. Our earnings trades were great. The rest of our positions are kind of, I guess you could say, a little bit of crapola. Look what happened in Boeing.
What's going on in Boeing?
Well, they...
Only up $2 now. Make you
hot. Yeah. Yeah, I should have held out.
Boeing is trading up to 177 and change, about $6 higher than where it is right now.
Yeah. Can't keep a good Boeing up.
Falling from the sky just like their doors.
Yeah, I know. And
it was too easy.
First I rolled up puts in there, then I rolled up calls.
See, that's what I think is going to happen to me in Tesla. I really don't want it to, but I think that's what's going to happen to me. I think I'm going to be Sosnoffed in there.
You think so?
Well, I mean, it's still up 15. I was bullish in Tesla. I should have played it up 16 and change. Should have played it to the upside.
My Tesla position right here is pretty damn flat. I'm short a couple of deltas. Would you rather be short deltas here in Tesla or long deltas?
I'm pretty flat with a little bit of shortish delta in Tesla, but I'm flat.
I have a tiny bit of short delta.
I rolled up puts.
Yeah, me too. Question is, do I roll up any more puts? Let me see where these things are. I can make myself 100% flat if I want to. All right, I'll do it. You talked me into it. Done, I'll wait. Yeah, Boeing was a big turnaround. It actually surprised me.
Yeah, I'm surprised by it too a little bit. Agreed.
Yep. Gave up a little bit of my P&L in there.
NVIDIA still up 10. Meta up around 7 going into earnings here. Let's take a look at some of those earnings stocks, just real quick. Stocks that have earnings after the close today. Meta is up 7 or 8. Ford's unchanged. AAL unchanged.
I don't think you can trade Ford.
Okay. Royal Caribbean up $1.24. Google's after market on the 25th. Merck down $1. CMCSA, so I don't know if you know, it's Comcast, your provider for all of your hockey needs. My Taiwanese sources are really annoyed with you. Tesla, you made a nice profit, but all you did was talk crap about it all day yesterday.
Hey, you got to put the right positions on.
I mean, actually, to be honest with you, the other albatross with myself, I'm talking about Mr. Sheridan, both liked Tesla for earnings, and you didn't like Tesla for earnings. So we're a little bit annoyed that you made money for Tesla, even though Tesla's higher.
It's not about...
And your whole short interest, everybody's long Tesla. Short has never been higher, but whatever.
It's about the positions you put on, not about.
That's right. You're good. Tesla short interest at 3-year high ahead of earnings. Unbelievable.
Bonds back down to 2. I'm going to put some order in to buy some bonds here. You're going to have to pry these out of my hands. Okay.
All right, you ready? Let's go.
I'm ready.
Assumption.
Again, I'm Tom, he's Tony. Let's do What's Your Assumption?
Now we can.
We'll go through these fast. So Richard from San Francisco is looking at a firm. 1 day to 1 year? That's a big time frame, Rich. Rich, a firm.
He just likes it.
An IoT long off their 200-day with moving average with strength. I think long and short term is in. I got long for earnings and leaps Monday morning in both. Did a firm have earnings?
AFRM.
I didn't realize they did. No, they haven't. They haven't had earnings yet. In a firm, just so you know.
Earnings are May 8th.
May 8th. Okay, well, we have some crappy little positions in earnings. I have, for a firm, I have no problem in this. Yeah, I'm good with the upside in Affirm. How about let's sell the 37.5 calls and the
stock's been sliding lower, right?
30 puts. Let's do a little 37.5 calls, 30 puts strangle.
Okie dokie. You probably have an existing position that you're gonna roll out into that.
Yeah, I'm gonna push it. Oh, I'm sorry. I wanna roll this into June.
That's what I was trying to tell you there, my friend.
I want to put this in June. Let me just do this.
Save yourself a step. I mean, you're going to do it on Friday anyway.
Yeah, I'm saving myself a step.
You're becoming more and more bat-like. You know that?
I'm going to save myself a step here. Go out to June. I'm going to sell the June 40 calls. And
how does it feel to be a mechanical Johnny?
I'm going to sell
it's profitable for you.
40-30. That's a little bit bullish, Rich. I'm going your way.
Oh, he's Team Tom, too.
I know. That's why I'm going his way. I wouldn't have done it if you said you were Team Tony. No chance.
Yeah. All right. Dick from San Francisco. Thank you, man. Really appreciate that.
Let's go to the next slide. Thanks, Rich. John, from the summer is here in the villages, Tony. You should be down there. That's your place.
John's my kind of guy.
You guys should get a room. Walmart.
Happy Passover, John.
Walmart.
Walmart. WMT, Sosnoff. Have you ever been to one?
Sure. Let go there all the time. I love Walmart. Stock's kind of going sideways. Bullish. IV, wow. Majority owned. Oh, he's talking about one that Vanetta talked about this morning. Buy now, pay later. Same as the firm that we just did. John wants to get a little long here. The stock hasn't done anything.
Walmart up 18 cents. You're right. It hasn't really done anything except go higher.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're moving out into the next month already. Stock is
June, right?
I heard the call's so cheap in here.
First thing you should probably do.
Why are the options so cheap in here? At all the options, that's insane.
Let's take a look. Sorry.
Insane, Tony. What's going on here?
It only pays a 21-cent dividend later in May. It's only 20 cents.
$3 expected move into June. That's nothing. Mino like. This is a short put. 56, 67 puts. John, this is a short put play for me. I'm not even going to sell calls in here. Way too cheap. Way, way, way too cheap.
Walmart earnings May 16th. You're going to attempt to sell puts.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to sell puts. Let's see. Right now, the puts are, the 67 puts are 78, 79.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll bang the bid. We'll get filled in here, John. Take a fill, Phil. Let's go to the next slide.
So the 67.
50, yeah, 67. I did. Nicholas from Buffalo, New York. SN. Nick, I don't know what stock that is, actually.
Sin City.
Shark Ninja. What's Shark?
Ivy rank of 7. Earnings May 16th. Those two factors.
Okay, what is Shark Ninja? Do you know?
I do not know, but I will find out for you.
Shark Ninja, I like it. What was the movie? Oh, Sharknado. Yeah, I love Sharknado.
Shark Ninja. I wonder if it's those like, you know. Machines.
What's Nick here? He's bullish in Shark Ninja. What is it, Tony?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
Stock hasn't had a downtick all year, Nick.
Platform, I should.
I gotta tell you, here's my issue, Nick. The stock doesn't really trade. Shark Ninja, open interest, really small. This is a little outside of our volume. It's traded zero volume in June options today. It's only traded 41,000 shares. I just put it on my watch list as an IV rank of 7.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
I mean, with very wide markets on the call side, I'm going to pass on this, Nick. I just don't. It's a little outside of our wheelhouse, okay?
They're product design and technology company.
Yeah, I'm sure. It doesn't fit my wheelhouse.
Two primary brands, Shark and Ninja. Yeah, I think it's like, you know, like you probably have one of the vacuum cleaners.
Oh, one of those things. Oh, it's like, what's the other company that's in this building? Dyson.
Like a
Dyson. Like, oh yeah, I do. Like I think I have a Shark Ninja.
One of those. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, correct. Okay. Yeah, I know what it is now.
Yeah.
Shark Ninja. Okay. Cool. But no, I'm not going to do the trade. Let's go to the next slide. Contagious. That's pretty funny. Contagious from New York City. I don't think that's your name. But Contagious. PLD. Bullish. 90 days. I think more cold storage is needed for all the Costco, Walmart, and Amazon shipments. However, I see the PLD has been going down. I thought it would have moved up with these stocks. Our dude here, another fundamental bull. PLD. Tony, you ever trade this?
Prologis? No.
A little bit more stock has traded than the last one.
Yeah, and that stock has been on its butt, too. It's gone down from 135 to 104.
Oh, they've absolutely crushed it.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any earnings coming, but Ivy Rank is
50. I don't see any earnings either. They've absolutely myrtleized this stock. PLD. It's relatively, it's a slightly better volume choice than the last one. Bondolini's.
Earnings are in July 17th. Ooh, bonds, you're going back at one.
What are we doing here? Tony?
How do the markets look in PLD?
They're fair. There's no volume. There's a little bit of open interest. You guys are killing me. I want liquid stuff. There's some 95 puts trading. I think the key here is if you're bullish, you sell the 95 puts for $1.10. And I think you got to reduce your size because I don't.
There you go. When do we reduce size? You're getting a less filled right now.
95 puts, reduce size, sold them at $1.10. Okay. I filled them $1.10. Let's go next slide. GDX, Caron from Pickering, Ontario. GDX. We will be going to Toronto this year. So join us if you're in Canada. We are making up for not getting there fast enough. GDX, $32 stock.
You know what? You'd have to buy everybody dinner. Okay? It's been so long.
I have to. I will.
GDX. Maybe it's 16 cents.
Maybe it's time to take a breather. The stock has been on a nice run. It's come back a little bit. Really high IV rank. We currently have
65, no earnings to worry about.
Yep. Let's put a, I like strangles in here. They don't work great. They're a lot of work. I shouldn't say they don't work great. I should say they're a lot of work. I like the June.
You're up for the challenge.
I'm up for the challenge.
I'm going to trade with you.
I like the June, because I tend to agree with you. I'm going to go 34, 31. Really all you can do. Give a little bit. No, 35, 35, 31. Give a little bit bearish. 35, 31. Filled. Let's go next slide. Sold a strangle. Let's go next slide. PANW. Haven't traded this in a while.
And you rolled. Good for you.
PANW. Oh, PANW boy.
Almost a $300 stock. Used to be a $375 stock. It's been going sideways the last month or so. Hanging out right here at 292. Earnings are May 28th. I know you're going to be looking at June. Markets are just as good as the last stock you traded. And GDX is a lot smaller price stock.
Relative. PANW. This is from Rodeo Peanut in Burlington, New Jersey. Rodeo Peanut. Let's see what we got here. He's neutral. I'm neutral. Ivy rank is 90. This calls for, I mean, are you cool? I'm cool with a 16 Delta strangle.
I like to look at the markets on the strikes that I'm trading, and on the 16 Delta, they're about 20 cents wide, which is good. I say that only because if you go a little bit further down, you'll notice like on some of these smaller priced options, the market's 20 cents a dollar. They're 80 cents wide. So I don't want to be involved in
I'll go a little lower than. I'll go a little.
So you can go down. I mean, if you really want to go down, you go down to around the 220s on the downside if you wanted to. Markets are good there, up to about the 390s, 400, something like that.
Yeah. Let's do this. All right.
Mm-hmm. Good job out of you.
Good job out of me. I'm not filled yet. So
they don't have the best markets.
Rodeo Peanut, we're working the order for you. Okay, brother? You got it. Let's go to the next slide. We're working it. Intel. Ishay from Israel. Ishay, we're long.
Intel is a complete pig.
It is. It's a complete pig, and we are long our, how do you say it nicely?
Tookus?
We're long our, no, it wouldn't be Tookus. It would be the other side.
I know, but I don't know how. I mean, is this you're trying to get me in trouble now? Is that what you said? Is that what you're trying to do? The walls have ears. You're trying to get me in trouble.
Bowling.
Brook.
Soft.
Serve.
Intel, we're already long everything that we want to be in there. I'm with you. I think the stock is grossly oversold. So let's
earnings April 25th. So that's tomorrow after the close. For that reason,
yeah, we're gonna wait a little bit and see. We're gonna wait a little.
But if you were bullish, because he is bullish, and the stock has been beaten up, what would you do today if you were doing a pre-earnings trade?
I'm short puts in there. We're filled in PANW. We sold the strangle. I would literally just sell puts in there. That's all I like to do in Intel. And they have earnings, so I mean, I would just be close to at the money. That's all.
Got it.
It is a complete pick. Let's go next slide. I feel like it's going out of business. It's so bad. ANF. I have not traded this in forever. It's Abercrombie and Fitch. ANF. Stock's down $2 today. Adam from Jersey City's bearish. I think you painted the top in here too. I don't like this stock at all.
Really, you don't like the spring collection this year?
It doesn't. Here's my problem.
You're a big Abercrombie and Fitch.
It doesn't trade.
And I know you wear the perfume.
It doesn't trade very much. You have to sell Iron Condor here, and you have to pray that you get a decent
May 22nd earnings. It's got 20-cent wide markets.
Yeah. 85.90.
No volume today so far.
140, 150. Very light volume.
Open interest is sparse.
Yep. You have to do an iron condor in here. You have to do something that has defined risk.
You want to do something with defined risk is what you're
trying
to say, right?
Yeah.
So far, no ding.
So far, no bueno. This is a tough one. Oh, filled.
166.
Okay, 166. We've done worse.
$5 wide iron condor collecting one-third the width of strikes. Yep. Pretty classic.
Yep, and I did it with a little skew to the downside. I sold a bigger call spread than put spread.
60-some-odd percent pop.
Let's go to the next slide. Don from Cleveland, Ohio. TSN, Tyson. Hogs and cattle are down. Stock has been trending up.
TSN. Tyson Foods, Sosnoff, earnings May 6th.
I don't know that I've ever traded this, Don.
Hasn't had a downtick in what seems like forever.
Man, we are not going for the most liquid underlyings today. Ivy Rank is high. When's earnings here?
The 6th, 6th of May.
This is a tough one, Don. I would rather trade hogs and cattle than Tyson. If I was going to trade this stock and I was bullish and I was you, I would probably sell 57 and a half puts.
Could you get bullish in a stock like this that hasn't had a downtick?
No. No. I can't really get bullish in here. I got to take a pass on this one. I got to take a pass.
Yep.
Yep. Let's go to the next slide. That's a tough one for me. AMD. What about a put ratio spread? I have a lot of AMD positions on.
AMD finally catch a little bit of a bid. It's up 250, but it was up a lot more than that a moment ago. It was up about $4 just a second ago. AMD, good Ivy Rank because the earnings coming April 30th.
Yeah, the stock's been whacked pretty good today.
Whacked?
The stock's been whacked pretty good lately.
Lately, yes.
AMD. All right, what do you want to do here? This guy wants to do a ratio spread. Ryan from Steamboat Springs. Let's take a look.
I like the markets. I like to play.
Yep. Ryan the Lion. I'm going to go to June because I already have a May position on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to June. And I think a put ratio spread here is kind of interesting.
A guy like you might do like the 40-30 for
okay, that's
teeny tiny 22 cent.
I was actually thinking of the 40-30.
I know.
In June.
For a tiny, teeny 22 cent. But somebody with a little bit more intestinal fortitude would probably do the 135, 130 for $1.64 credit.
40-30. Bought the 40 puts, sold to 130 puts, did it for
24 cent credit.
24 cent credit.
So predictable.
Because that's what I like to do. 10 points wide. I like that trade. Mm-hmm. I like that, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next slide or last slide. Oh, that's the last slide. Okay. So Affirm.
Ooh. Bonds, you're buying them at 131. I didn't think you would.
I don't like it.
You're not so confident now.
I don't want to buy them here.
I know.
Affirm. These are the positions we put on. In Affirm, we did a strangle in June. In Walmart. What did we do in Walmart? In Walmart, we sold a naked put. Mm-hmm. SN, we did not fill. There wasn't enough volume in there for me.
Right.
PLD, we sold an out-of-the-money put. GDX, we sold a June strangle. PANW, we sold a June strangle. Abercrombie and Fitch, we did an iron condor. That was, we moved it out to June, one-third the width of the strikes. And AMD, we did a put ratio spread, a little bit bullish position. Intel, we didn't do because we already are too long and they're ready. Mm-hmm. And TSN, we didn't do because Tyson Foods, I just didn't like the liquidity in there. Yep. So Tyson, TSN, and SN, I did not like the liquidity in both of those. Intel, we didn't do because we're already like lock limit long in there.
Very good, sir. Good job out of you. Good job out of team. We'll take a quick 90-second break and come back. You know what we got coming up next? The skinny on options math with my man Jacob next. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Even the S&P's trading near their high since we've been on the show up $10. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered